It is a big day for St. Petersburg resident Latisha Wimberly, who waits for the 20 marching school bands and the 120 floats near Tropicana Field.
Because we had a dream that all of us one day will, you know, share a community, and that's what happens.
Dressed in black pants and white shirt, Fairmont Park Elementary School third grader Shamel Watson is adjusting his red tie in the staging area. Watson is 8 years old and one of the 5,000 students who encourage others to do the right thing.
Like opening doors for grown-ups, pulling out chairs for ladies, and being polite and respectful to grown-ups.
He is ready to start marching in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Because he's the one who gave the speech and he's the one who made us special, made us feel special.
Teacher and mentor at Fairmont Elementary, Stephen Whitfield, says that the aim of this mentorship program is to motivate male students to stay in school.
I just wish these boys the best, and they are some amazing kids, and be on the lookout because they're not going to stop.
Fairmont Park Elementary School music specialist Cheryl Copeland is helping her students get ready for the march.
This day is very important to me because it helped me to be, it helped me to become the person that I am. Helped me to continue to help nurture lives to be the strongest person and most successful person they can become.
Copeland encourages her students to attend the event.
It's important for them so they can learn more about their history and understand, you know, the bridges that helped bring them over to the point where they are today.
For St. Petersburg resident Deborah Jones, this day means hope.
Because it's something that's trying to bring all of us back together again, where we could be treated equal, and it's a change for everybody.
Further events in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King are being held this week at the University of South Florida. On Thursday, social rights activist and Columbia University professor Dr. Lamont Hill will speak about King's legacy at the Marshall Center at USF Tampa. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.